Good morning and welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. And you know about it, you've heard about it, you've listened to it, and you love it. That's right. But do be reminded, EMM, Everyday Money Matters, is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. If you want to learn how to make money, grow money, keep money, then listen to the show. If money matters to you every day, then you have to be a part of Everyday Money Matters. If you have questions for the money men or want to find out about something regarding money, hey, all you have to do is call any of these numbers live. 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913, which is also our WhatsApp number. You could send in your questions there as well, or try any of these landline numbers. There's 280-2913, 280-3913, and of course 236-7913. Yes, we have the money man in the building, Ugo Dre Obi-Chukwu. Good morning. How you doing today?
Very fine, sir. Well, I think so.
Yeah, mostly, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Not that I'm too fine, but...
What's going on? What's going on? Do you want to share?
No.
Tell us, eh? Are you sure?
No.
Really? You don't want to share? Did it have something to do with the stock market?
No.
Was it a loss of money?
No.
Okay, you didn't make enough money?
I said I don't want to share.
Just checking. Have to be sure. You know, a problem shared is a problem half solved. How about that? And you never know, I might have the issue and the solution to this problem.
Have it.
It's okay.
No way.
Right, Everyday Money Matters. The phone lines are ringing already. Let's hear the questions that you have. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Muiwa.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Muiwa, where have you been?
I just stepped back. I want some other people to enjoy the program.
Now that you are back, you have returned like the Batman. What do you want to say?
Ugo, what's wrong with you?
Please help me ask him more.
Can I call you privately so that we can discuss?
Yes. Maybe you have the goods. Maybe you have what it takes to solve it.
So Muiwa can solve your problem and I can't solve it.
Yes, you can.
No problem. All right. So Muiwa, please, any other questions since he doesn't want to let me help.
Okay, no problem.
Can't believe that just happened. My goodness. See, it's because you didn't allow me.
It was because you didn't want me to help me.
I want to help. I mean, you've been helping thousands of people every week. I feel like it's my job to do this. Anyways, yes, while we're doing it and talking and discussing that, guess who walked in?
It's the traffic guys.
Yeah, yes. The money team is now complete. Yes. We have our dear Tosin. Well, I'm saying
hello,
doing the building.
Guys.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I hope you're feeling great.
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic.
Okay, you don't have Ugo fever. Because apparently there's something wrong and he doesn't want to tell us. But he can tell me what.
Is it money?
I said, is it money? He said no. I said, you what? He said no, that I can't help you. I said, okay. It's all right. Muiwa will help you. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Okay, Muiwa back.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling back, Muiwa. You have got to be kidding. You know what? Try another number. It seems like that one has people from the village on it. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay. Seems like the village people on that line too. Right. Okay, let's go straight to the questions. You know, let me try again. Hello? If you can hear me, try another number.
You're jinxing the line.
It's you.
This morning.
It's actually you. It's not me. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Right. I don't know what's going on, but do keep trying. Do try 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Right. We have loads of questions here. Let us start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. Right. First question of the morning is from King Ali, who is my friend and doesn't know it yet. But King Ali says, hello, sir. Trust you had a restful night. Please, I need your advice on an issue. Where can one invest 50 million to earn substantial returns? That's what my friend Ali is saying. So, Ugo, what advice
do you have? Now he's your friend, right?
How do you know? I do not know that we've been together since. Eh? We've been very good friends since childhood. Both of us, you know, as Ali. Eh? Mm. So, how can my friend Ali invest 50 million?
Sadiq, how did this guy turn to your friend? You don't even know who he is.
What do you mean? I don't know. How do you know? I'm reading the question here, meaning that I saw with the question. Look, just focus on my friend here. Help him.
Hey, Ali, do you know Sadiq from anywhere? How is he your friend? This is a question that was sent to the studio. All of a sudden, this person is your friend.
Hey, boy, it was sent to the studio, meaning that he knew that I would be here.
So are you suggesting that people who have 100K to invest are not your friends?
They're my friends. They're also my friends, too. We're not that friendly.
Sadiq, please, when you find this person, please.
You're not friendly, but they're your friends. But Ali is really close to you.
Yes, we're very, very, very close. So at least 50 million. Let's focus here.
You're 50 million close.
Let's focus on the millions. So how do we help Ali, my friend, invest?
All right, Ali, that's a lot of money you got there. Several things you can do. At the end of the day, it depends on your risk appetite, right? It depends on your risk appetite. So if you are into risky kind of, you know, investing,
Ali can handle it.
Yeah, then, you know, you can. Maybe you can go into the stock market. Probably not a good time to buy them now, but in a couple of, maybe in a month or two or so, you probably want to go into the stock market. Rock bottom prices. Expect rock bottom prices. And trust me, just give it 6 months. You're going to exit with 100 million, definitely.
Wow. Yeah, as in, that's if he invests the whole 50M into the stock market.
If you're allocating very well into the right companies, though, please don't go and buy downfall stocks. There are some stocks we call downfall stocks.
Wait, why do you
once
call
you
them
enter like this, it's one chance. You can't get out. It's just gone. So avoid downfall stocks.
Ali won't do that.
Right. So, I mean, follow our newsletter. I'll probably give you a few of the kind of stocks you can buy that maybe could help you. I mean, the kind of ones that we would also buy. Right. Now, so that's for risky stuff, right?
Yes.
Forex trading, you know what we see here, really have to be very good at forex trading. You have to be like trained to want to do it. If you're not, then you know, don't bother going in there. Now, if you now, you know, drop into a lot more safer investments, right? 50 million automatically qualifies you to invest in the treasury bills, directly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so directly in treasury bills. They're not going to pull your funds. You're just going to invest directly as a big boy.
I like my friend Ali. He's always into
so 50 million plus. Put it in treasury bills. Just ignore this, Sadiq. So Ali, if you put 50 million in treasury bills today, that gives you a cool 6 million plus.
Wow.
Naira, it's free.
That's upfront.
Yeah. Upfront. They pay that to you upfront. You know what I mean? So...
That's why I like my friends. they're very direct with this. No, I'm just saying.
You pay 6 million up front and then you can do whatever you like to do. I mean, like, you can just travel to Ibiza,
take a few of your friends out.
You know, or you know what? You can even reinvest that 6 million. Some people do that as well. So instead of you. Instead of you like withdrawing them, you can tell them, you know what, that 6 million they're going to pay you up from, recapitalize it. So they capitalize it on the 50 million and they reinvest. So by the time your money is coming out at the end of 1 year, that's you're probably coming out with like 7-8 million.
Wow.
So you can do that, right, for 50 million. Cool. Wow. Risk free, no frills, no headaches, no problems. Go to bed, you're good. Okay.
I love that.
Something else that you can also do that's kind of wild, dude, is you know, maybe just buy forex. So there's this fear that there might be, you know, that D word coming up anytime, maybe sometime next year.
Okay.
You know? But even though, like, I don't see it happening. I think the IRA is kind of okay
now
the way it is. Yeah, but
some people think exchange rate might appreciate. So you might also want to like hedge, maybe like, you know, put some in Forex.
And then with
put
that some amount, the slight gains will be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, even it could if, be good for you. So so those are the, a few things. And then corporate bonds and all that, FGN bonds, they're not bad. It's just that those ones are a bit long, medium term. So FGN bonds will take you 2 years. Your money is probably going to be stuck in there for 2 years.
For 2 years.
But you're going to be getting something similar to what you get in treasury bills, 7, 8 million.
That's every year.
Yeah, if you invest, so 7, 8 million every year, right? And I think they pay biannually, isn't it? Yeah, they pay biannually. They pay biannually, yeah. And then you can do, then if it's short term as well, you can also do some of this commercial papers. You know, that
minimum is 5 million.
So yeah, 5 million. So
my friend has more than range. That.
You're within range. So you can do commercial papers.
Yeah.
6 months, 8 months. Yields there are probably 14% better than treasury bills. Almost, it's risky though, but I mean the companies that sell these bonds are very solid companies.
And they're rated as well.
Yeah, and they're rated.
Nice. Ah, so there are lots of options, you know.
And one other thing, Ali, please avoid people like Sadiq.
Why
like,
should he
you're
avoid,
my kind of person.
Why should he avoid his
you
friends?
You are my kind of person.
I don't understand what kind of advice I
have. When
can
you
he
have
avoid
50 million, you're my kind of person.
He's
my kind of person. He's my kind of person. He's never been your kind of
person. No, but he's my friend.
He's never been your kind of person. And you've always said that on this show.
Now
all of a sudden you're switching because you have 50 million.
No, I'm not switching. I'm just telling you, Ali is my friend. Is there anything wrong with that?
Okay,
you
know, one more thing for Sadiq.
Hey, yes, please.
All right, you know, Godre spoke about him having some Forex, which is fantastic because of currency risk. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hedge yourself. Now, the beautiful thing is that, I mean, he doesn't have to hold that Forex in his domiciliary account. He can actually also put it in a money mutual fund for foreign currency. Yeah, so there's a mutual fund for Forex.
Foreign
so
currency.
Even if it is a 4% or even if it's a euro bond, you understand?
Yeah.
It's not just sitting and
doing nothing.
Currency, it's still making something.
Nice. So, Ali, my friend, I hope you've been well served. All right. call me later. We'll discuss that 6 million. All right. Moving on to another individual here. This is from Toyosi, and Toyosi is asking, I want to invest wisely. And he says, bonds, treasury bills, from your knowledge and experience, I need a guide on how, what, and best ways to go about it, or kindly advice on what I can do. I'm working, just want to build a future financially. Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all? So yeah, what can he do to invest wisely? I mean, we've spoken about some of these things already.
Yeah, we have. I think a good point to start with is actually creating a budget.
Okay.
Because a lot of people say, oh, I want to invest, but they don't know where to start from.
Very good. Yeah. So the starting point is, what is my budget?
Exactly.
That's how much can I put away that is not going to stop me from eating pounded yam on a regular basis?
Absolutely.
I like
that. So there's this theory that says 50-30-20, meaning 50% is for all your essentials, that is things that you cannot live without. So I'm talking rent, electricity, utilities, and these kind of things.
Yes.
Then people also advise that you put away 30% towards things that you can live without. So ashwebi, travel, somebody gave birth, and things like that. Then 20% goes towards your investment. But I have a little bit of a issue with this theory because let's say you're earning 100,000 naira. It makes sense to, I mean, if you're investing 20,000 naira every month considering Lagos is hard and all of that.
Yes.
But the minute you start earning more, then the theory doesn't really make sense anymore. So let's say you're earning like 500K. So imagine you're earning 500K every month and you're only investing 100,000 naira. You could actually be doing more.
Be doing more.
So in nominal terms, the more you earn,
the
you can
more
jack
you
up
invest.
That percentage.
Okay.
So once you've isolated what you want to invest every month, then you start getting the discipline to set it aside. Then you can also now weigh all your different options. And like Godre said, for treasury bill, you get your interest rate up front, but that's not the only option you have. Like, I think treasury bill is, it's really, really nice, but you must also remember that you actually have a couple of other options. You also have your mutual fund. The beautiful thing about a mutual fund is that you can keep adding to it. You don't need to draw up a new plan or a new issue.
Exactly. Just add to
so
the money
like
that's already there.
It's like a little pot and then you can just keep pouring water into it.
Mm-hmm. So that the Gary can swell. I like that.
And then we also have, we have equities. I always see equity as a long-term play thing. You understand? So also don't limit yourself to Nigeria. You can also look at global stocks.
Nice.
Then
okay.
You also have the option of agricultural technology.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
getting big now.
The beautiful thing about this is that it is insured. So worst case scenario, capital is secured. So I'll still consider it under one of those low risk. So first thing first, whenever you see an agricultural technology opportunity, check for the insurance. Considering that I was once an auditor, I actually take it a step further and I called the insurance company to ask, if this company is actually insured by them. So
yeah,
and then so yeah, that is so. But the most important thing is that start, draw up a plan. You'll be amazed how the thing changes over time. Yeah. The investor I was 5 years ago is different from who I am, and I've learned so much more. I've grown. It's like gymming.
Yeah,
your muscle keeps building up and you keep getting better. So just start.
Yeah. I like that very much. So the first things first, draw up. Know how much you want to put aside.
Yeah,
draw up a plan to see how much of that you'll be putting towards. And then with time, you'll grow.
Absolutely.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great advice. Back to the phone lines. I hope it works. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chiza. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Chiza from Ikeja. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Do you have a question for the money team?
Yeah. Question is, I have a problem. Concerning money, yeah, I earn good money, but you know, I allow family problems to take most of this money out, and I can't seem to say no to sell to them. I don't know. So, any advice on how to? I'm not allowed to try to, you know, stop myself from doing it. I don't know.
All right. Listen to the money team. That's an interesting one there. But how about deducting the money at source?
So that you have to learn to say no.
Yes,
like
so.
No. Like, I know we're Africans, right? And as Africans, you basically feel committed to family and extended family and stuff like that.
And friends.
But here's one thing history has shown, like, when you have that money, they will keep calling you. Like, it just always happens. Like, they're going to keep calling you because at the end of the day, they don't have anybody else to run to. So they're going to keep calling you. But think about it this way. When that money disappears, do they call you?
Nobody's going to
call you. Yeah. So my point is, look, man, you got to be very disciplined. Excuse me. You got to, you know, be hard at some point in time. If you have an immediate family, that becomes your focus.
Okay.
Right? I mean, like, anything beyond your immediate family is not your focus. Right? Yeah. So once in a while you can. So I have a friend and here's what he does.
Yeah.
So what he does is that every month he sets aside a certain sum. And I also do that now as well.
Oh, okay.
So we set aside a certain sum. It could be 20K, it could be 50K, and that takes care of
Any problem, anybody
who just has anything. Any issues and all. So beyond maybe taking care of your parents, if you have aged parents, or your immediate dependents, right, which is, like I said, your aged parents, or maybe your kids and all
life,
that. Beyond that, any other person, at least if the person is beyond above 18, like if someone below 18, or maybe you have a brother that's in university that you're taking care of, you can turn. It's a dependent on you. Fine, you can. I mean, I'm not going to say don't take care of your blood and all that, but even at that, they also have to be on a strict budget as well, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but for others, just set aside a certain sum.
Specific
amount. And that's
of money.
It. And you got to be very disciplined about it. So once it crosses that, there's nothing you can do.
Basically, you don't have money after that.
You don't. If they call you, man, you don't. It's difficult for me too sometimes. People call me and are like, you know, compassionately, man, Ugudre, please, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, okay, I don't get now. You know, it's make we just. So here's my own trick. Like, you know, just call me like me next week. Make we share CP. Just call me. So if you find it difficult to say no, and then probably they might not call you next week. And then when they call you next week, say, call me another next week. And then that's it. And you just keep posting.
So is that why you have not returned my call, Ugodre? I've been wondering.
No, you haven't. When did you call me?
All I wanted to ask was about financial. I wasn't going to ask about the millions. I promise.
I'm trying to help somebody here.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, there are other ways to do these things. You know, I feel hurt.
And but you gotta learn to say no, though. Yeah. Antosi, what do you think?
I think another way to look at this is this. I love to, like, why don't you look at the bigger picture?
Mm-hmm.
So look at it from this perspective. It is in your best interest and their best interest that you actually have a plan.
True.
And you're not doing this. Because imagine this. Think of this as a mug or a pot of water and everybody puts in their straw.
Yeah.
And we are all drinking it at the same consistency. That pot is going to go dry.
In seconds.
So it only makes sense for you to be very strategic about it. Set aside, as Godre has said, set aside something and ensure you are investing deliberately so that if they really do need that help in the future, you can still always have something set aside to give them. So it is in your best interest that you're able to say no now and invest on the long term so that you can actually help them.
In fact, that in itself will even give him the courage to say no, because him saying no means he can help a greater number of people if he invests that money, or at least is able to stagnate giving it
up. It's strategic. Yeah. So push for a sustainable kind of something. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I also like the idea of just putting a certain amount aside for anything and anybody that might have issues, extended family. And once that's done, it's done. The war chest is over. Please wait till the next episode of Help Me. All right. I like that. Right.
Well, there's a term for it, though. It's called black tax.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Because it happens
for black?
It happens for most emerging economies. Because, like, my counterpart to the US might not have a similar problem. South Africa, Ghana, India, emerging nations.
Are you trying to say it's a black people thing?
Emerging markets.
That's what African thing. That's what it is.
Well, I look at the positives. It means that we care for the people around us.
That is so sweet.
Yes, that's what it is.
Sweet and bitter at the same time. When you get broke. So please, just make sure you set money aside. Be disciplined, man. Discipline. It's difficult, but you got to be disciplined. Like, you first, man. Whatever it takes, whatever it is, always remember you first. You, like you.
Yeah.
Take care of you first. When you is fine, immediate family is fine.
And then you can continually take care of people.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, like, you can't kill yourself, man. Yeah. You can't, like, deprive yourself of...
Because if that happens, then you're depriving those people.
Yeah. And guess what? Like, history is so full of examples. Mm-hmm. When things turn around, they hardly remember you. So just note that. Yeah. History is full of that. I don't come and say,
sorry, who are you?
I remember that they helped this guy. Let me help this guy. Yeah. Show me that. Oh, you're on your own, man.
It happens.
Yeah, so like, better just learn right now and just take care of yourself, man.
Ali, don't listen to Godre. I'm there for you. Hello. Right, Mr. Do keep trying. I apologize. Sometimes these things happen with the phone. That's Ugo's fault. Right, another question here. Interesting. It is from Bosu. And Bosu's asking, says, I stumbled upon your works and got attracted to them while I was searching the internet on how I can invest a little money. In bracket, 200K. Ugo is not interested in that. It says, I came across treasury bills on Naira Metrics and I got caught between investing in treasury bills or cryptocurrencies. Now, I really want your advice on this, sir. I just want to start investing as a student for long-term reasons, but I need someone who can see further than I can to advise me on this. So, should he even be picking between cryptocurrencies and treasury bills? Or since he's looking long-term, just go ahead with treasury bills. What do you think?
They have different risk appetite. They have different risk profile. Mm-hmm. So saying between treasury bills and cryptocurrency,
It's really far.
It's quite far apart. I guess the question to ask is, number one, what is your risk appetite? Number two, how long do you want to hold this for?
It says long-term.
It says long-term. So I'll diversify, though. I wouldn't put all my investment in cryptocurrency, and I also wouldn't put all my investment in treasury bills either.
Okay.
So I'll diversify. Igodre, what's your take?
Because
it says 200K, Abby. Just imagine,
I don't know whether it's 200K a week or a month or a day.
It's probably 200K a month.
Oh, yeah.
It's a month. That's decent, actually.
Yeah, 200K a month. It's your friend. That's 2.4 million already.
Yeah.
In a year. That's not bad. So, like Tosin said, look, man, treasury bills is really, really safe investment. But if you're good to get 20K, 22K per annum with your 200K, and that's fine. I mean, like, if that suits your investment appetite, that's good. But if you're looking to make an extra 50K on the 200K every month and you want to take some risk and at the same time maybe lose all of it or part of it,
just small.
Then you want to play in the cryptocurrency space or the stock market space. Yeah. But it's not a space for everybody, right? It's very, very risky. And cryptocurrencies have been taking they've been nosediving, so they're crashing. So you got to be very, very careful as well. On the stock market crashing as well, so you got to be careful. Those are the things you can do. But you know what? Hit me up, you know, Naira Metrics, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. Yeah.
Right. We have run out of time. I know. Right.
That's fine. It's normal. Like,
yeah, I know. These things happen. But thank you for.
We run out of time, but we don't run out of money.
Godre is coming back. I see some alerts have hit your phone in between this program.
Oh my gosh.
I totally understand. So,
you guys are not serious.
Final bit of advice for the people out there. What do you got to say? Ceci?
Okay, today I want to say that I know we always talk about money, but don't forget to also concentrate on the other things that actually make you happy, like your friendships, your relationships, and all these other awesome things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ali, can you hear?
Other things.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Ogodre, yes, over to you.
Yeah, so we don't have time. We don't have money. If you need money, you have money questions, just visit us, www.diametrics.com. Follow us on Twitter at Diametrics, Instagram at Diametrics. Just ask your questions, and then there's always someone there who's going to respond to you. And if they don't respond to you immediately, we'll respond to you on this show. We have a few more questions we'll probably take next
week. Yes, there are a lot of questions
just,
I have to admit.
Just stay tuned.
And more phone calls, by the way.
And of course, we've got a podcast version of this coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. Nice. So yes.
Okay, so follow Money Africa on Instagram. We have nice catchy videos. You can follow us on Twitter at The Money Africa. We also have a website with blogs, www.themoneyafrica.com. And we're also on Facebook, Money Africa. So yeah, follow us on all these platforms.
lovely. Thank you again for coming through, Money Team. Absolutely informative as usual. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. Everyday Money Matters will be back again next week, same time, right here on Lagos Talks. Money.